down, go one more step. Get the guy's thigh board.
All right, I'm adapting the old line. Me and Matt Burke made it up. This is us now. You just stick it right there?
No, that's pretty sweet.
I got you. And we adapted it. No more shaking my hand. I see you. We just here. You got to put it in there, though. You got to put it in. No. You got to put it in. Lock it, baby.
Yeah, no, I can't feel that.
You got to lock it. You got to lock it. Matt Burke made it up.
Gino, you had the good fortune to come in as a rookie, not being expected to start, and getting to work behind Matt Burke, a six-time Pro Bowler. What were some of the things that you learned from Matt that maybe you never had a chance to be exposed to from all the great coaching you had along the way?
Well, it always helps learning from a guy that's actually going through it at the time. You get coached from a lot of guys that have played the game, but, you know, Matt was kind of a coach for me as he was playing, and you just see he was – probably one of the smartest centers to ever play the game. And
well, he did go to Harvard.
Right, right.
Nothing against Delaware, but he went to Harvard.
Right. Matt was an incredible person, incredible professional. He always had his door open for me. And, you know, I was very fortunate to be able to learn from a guy like that, just to watch him, how he takes care of himself, how he prepares for games, you know, his attitude in the meeting rooms, his attitude on the practice field. You know, it's obvious why he played for as long as he did. He did all the right things.
You know, I'm joking about Matt Burke going to Harvard. Every school in America likes to call itself, you know, the Harvard of the South or the Harvard of the North. Is Delaware the Harvard of what, Delaware?
Of Delaware. I guess you could say that. I don't know what else you would say.
But you know, seriously, with Delaware, you're a Blue Hen. Joe Flacco's a Blue Hen. You guys are both starters in the NFL. Joe wins a Super Bowl MVP. A point of pride that a couple of guys from the CAA, a powerhouse mid-major team, but are you expanding maybe the attention of the NFL that there's quality to be found outside of the Big Ten and the SEC?
Yeah, I hope so. I think the last couple of years you've seen guys from 1AA schools, FCS schools, go in the draft and excel in the NFL, and I think, you know, I think that's good. It's good for guys coming out of high school who maybe haven't matured as much as normal guys have, and, you know, they need another couple years to get to where they need to get. And that's, you know, that's what happens when guys from small schools, you know, get found like that. It's just, you know, everybody has a different journey.
When Joe came out of high school, he went to Pitt, and he was the backup for Tyler Palco. You know the Pitt Panthers were kicking themselves for putting Palco ahead of him on the depth chart. Do you have a sense of, yeah, there were a lot of schools that missed on me, some bigger schools that should have taken a closer look at you, and Delaware obviously gave you the chance?
Well, I was at West Virginia my first 2 years. So I kind of did the same path Joe did, was in the Big East and then transferred to Delaware. You know, coaching change, Rodriguez's staff brought me in, and then Bill Stewart's staff took over my second year, and it just, you know, it didn't look like I was going to get much playing time, and they were great about it. You know, they helped me find a new home in Delaware, and you know, everything worked out the way it did.
You know, you're now in your second year. Your first year as a starter, you're a confident guy, you're a competent guy, but you're still a young guy, and there are guys probably 4 years younger than you, 5 years younger than you, breaking into college right now, want to know, at what point do you start to think, hey, I might be good enough to play at the next level?
Well, it's funny. I really didn't even think about it until after my senior season.
Really?
Yeah, you know, just being at Delaware, you know, I knew I was having a good career, but didn't really think much about the NFL, especially when I transferred. You know, I kind of put that dream on hold for a little bit just because the most important thing at the time was just playing football. That's why I transferred, because I wanted to be out on the field. And, you know, that's just what happens, and I think guys that think about it too much, it might mess with their head a little bit. Might start thinking ahead. I think guys just need to focus one day at a time, and worry about college football.
So when you do arrive in the NFL and you make it through your first training camp, you had to presume you're going to make the team. You're a draft pick, but you make it through the first training camp, and you know, great, I'm on the team. The first week arrives, and you get your first NFL paycheck. What's that feel like, and what did you do with it?
Well, I had it set up with direct deposit, straight to account that, you know, I have a financial advisor who takes care of all that stuff. So, you know, I didn't go too crazy, but it was a great feeling just going from getting the scholarship checks in college and barely, you know, barely making it every month. But it was a great feeling, and you know, hard work pays off.
When we continue with Gino Gradkowski, he'll earn his check this week because the Houston Texans are right around the corner. We'll get Gino's thoughts on blocking that Texan front center as we continue on Ravens One-on-One.